Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, June 10th, 2020. Got some exciting news for you, and I know there's been some tragic stuff going on, and we pray for the injustices, we pray for the violence in the streets and all that's going on, but how about some good news? I know that it's time to get it. I release a prophetic word for this month in June that basically that God's releasing from heaven the COVID-19 solution and a plan for the next 7 months. And this was a major encounter I had. I shared it on Spirit Connection Podcast June 3rd last week. And part of this prophetic word was that this is all based on what was going to happen at Pentecost. And Pentecost was May 31st, 2020. And it was the celebration of when the Holy Spirit came upon the church for the first time. But I had a major encounter, and the Lord showed me that 7 days after Pentecost, that was last Sunday, June 7. Now, notice all these sevens. Seven's the number of completion. And so on June 7, on 6-7, the Lord released something last Sunday from heaven, and it's going to come now on earth, and it's the solutions that were promised. These are the healing anointing that's coming. Medical things are going to start to come into place where it's been kind of cloudy and confusion for a few months, but it's going to come into place. And then there's a plan being released, all based on June 7th. We're going to see something. That's 7 days after Pentecost, 7 weeks, July 19th. Notice 7-19, that there's going to be a gate open by then. It's actually going to start to open early. I'm going to show you how to open it today if you want to. But the gate of joy is going to open. 7 months will be December 31st. We're going to be entering into a new season. So 7 days, which was last Sunday, things are now being released. 7 weeks, July 19th, 7-19. Watch for the gate of joy to be open, wide open. And in the next 7 months, God's got a plan. You don't have to wait for these things to happen. In fact, some people are like, wow, Doug, I'm so beat down. I don't think I can handle another week, let alone 7 weeks. Hey, listen, God is shifting it now. You can step into it. I'm going to show you how you can open the gate of joy. I'm still under some battles and some warfare, but you know what? Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. What was intended for evil will be used for good. And God will use the things. He will bring things around, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. That's what I'm standing on every day. I get up every day excited because I know we're one day closer to a breakthrough. And I release these things on my prophetic word of the month for June. Also, it was on last week's, on June 3rd podcast, if you want to go get the details of it. But basically, get ready for this. I mean, you could step into this right now. And this was based on an encounter that I had with the Lord over a couple of periods of time. But joy had left the building. And that's what was the enemy's attack against us, was try to get us to get away from joy. And when joy leaves, when we stop coming together and meeting together, when we don't have joy in our life, or when we get into isolation, see, that's the plan of the enemy, is to cut you off from the joy of the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord is my strength. Remember that? Joy of the Lord is my strength. I sing that. You know, we're supposed to, you know, to wash your hands for 20 seconds. People are saying to sing a song, you know, happy birthday twice. I sing, let the joy, 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 joy come down in my heart. And I sing it twice, or I sing the ha, 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 ha. You know, I'm just stepping into it. I've been doing that for weeks now, or actually a couple months. So with every time I wash my hands, I'm just praising God and bringing joy into my life. And joy left the building, though, during the attack of the enemy. He was trying to get us out of the building, first of all. to get us to stop meeting together, get people into isolation, get the prayers disrupted, get the worship disrupted. And so we're now coming to a place where we can shift that. And of course, in many places, like different states were opening at different times, but I know that California for us, when we finally open, you know, we finally get a chance to reopen, churches start to get a chance to be in stores and restaurants more freely open. And I get to get the haircut this week for the first time in almost 3 months. And I'll stop looking like a combination of Rod Stewart and Elvis Presley, or I'll stop looking like my Aunt Midge. Anyway, I'm excited. But during that time, during the time when it's time to reopen, suddenly the tragedy, of course, that hits, you know, of the shootings and police shootings, that's a tragic thing. But then the enemy over-responds with that, with the rioting and all this looting and stuff going on. I tell you, it's a plan of the enemy to try to get us away from the joy. Well, here's a verse. I want you to decree this verse with me. Write this down, Psalm 126, 4 and 5. And I use the Passion Translation. I like it. You could use anything. But I've been decreeing this. Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May the streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. And those who sow in tears as seeds will reap a harvest with joyful shouts of glee. This is the time. Lord, we just pray that right now. Just pray that you would open up the things for us. We pray that you would open this tap of joy that the enemy's trying to close off and drench our hearts once again. Those who've been weeping during this time, those who have been on isolation, maybe bored, can't take it anymore, getting angry. You know what? Just focus that into the joy of God. We will reap a harvest. That's why the enemy's working overtime on us, because we will reap during this as we get through this. And we need to press in right now and shift the spiritual atmosphere. That means that you can do things, that you can step into things that are in the Bible, like what we just decreed, Psalm 126, 4 and 5. That's a reality, because it's written in the Word. You can actually step into that place at any time. I do this. I do it all the time. In fact, I get up when I'm in the middle of some of the heaviest battles or feeling down or whatever. I shift the atmosphere by using a verse, by singing songs, combination of all of the above, getting people to pray. When I really get hit, I get people to pray. I just get on my cell phone and I just text some people and say, hey, you know what? Let's just press in right now. Getting hit, two or three agree together, it will be done. And also a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So as we press in right now, we can indeed shift the spiritual atmosphere. And the suffering we are going through right now, let me help you out with this. It's not just in vain. It's not something that the enemy is winning on. God's very much in control. He knows what's going on. Romans 8:18, I consider our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that's going to be revealed in us. The creation awaits for the eager expectation of the children of God to be revealed. And so this is Romans 8:18 through 20. This is a time right now to consider any suffering that you're going through. And I'm not saying that we're not suffering. My goodness, I'm suffering terribly. You know, there's attacks going on. I have trouble getting into the heavenly realm. But I just keep moving forward because I know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once you get that settled inside you, then you can walk through this. I've seen what's on the other side. I had a dream even before back in March when this happened, that it was going to take about 10 months. It was going to take 10 months to get through everything fully, which is actually the same date as December 31st, which is the 7-month word. It's the same date of the thing I had back in March before I even realized that meaning of that dream. But I've been telling people, just consider it all joy. Consider it glory to suffer. Because once you consider it glory to suffer, once you see what he's doing, then you're going to be able to align yourself with what's coming next. So many people, you know, are going through a really difficult time because you're part of this next move. We've been praying for revival. And it's taken the purging, I guess, with what we had to do. There's two things that God is doing right now, and he's trying to restore to us the greatest commandment ever, which the greatest commandment is to love. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. The second thing is the Great Commission, which is go and share it with other people. So that's left building as well. Many people have fallen into judgments. They forgot how to love. They forgot the Great Commandment. They forgot the Great Commission. So God's just bringing things back around. He's not the one causing the storm. This is the enemy trying to hold back what's coming to us and what's going to be revealed. God's about to birth something new. And so I want to prophesy to you. God has hidden you for this specific time. He has not forgotten you. And, you know, as the earth is walking through this time of turmoil, we're experiencing birth pains. That's what it is. Birth pains about what's about to happen. We're going to birth it out. I tell you, things are going to come into a new place. Romans 8:22, the Lord spoke this to me, that we know the whole creation has been groaning, as in pains of childbirth, up until this present time. Something is about to give way, and there's a birthing coming, and I know that, well, the Lord had told me about the, you know, the timing of 7 months. That doesn't mean we have to wait fully. We're going to see something happen this fall. We're going to see something happen in July. We're going to start seeing things happen besides the bad things. I want to give you this verse to decree. I've been talking about it. I've been decreeing this every single day, and that means praying it. You can pray and take communion. You can do different things like that. But it's Psalm 7:9. O God, who searches the hearts of man, put an end to the violence and set the righteous free to be secure. God, put an end to the violence and set the righteous free to be secure. That's coming. And I tell you, I don't know how else to say it. You really need to step up and grab hold of this word. It's the words of prophets right now. Many of the people are prophesying the same thing, but it's a word of the Lord. And I want to give you another key that's going to get you through. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we need righteousness during this time. Work on your character. Develop your character. Character is what God, you know, he's developing these things in you, and how you respond to people, how you respond behind the wheel of your car, how you respond to your family, how you respond even during this time. Use this time. Sharpen your character. Get ready, because we're about to step into something new. So righteousness, peace, and joy. Peace is needed to get through the storm. Notice when Jesus gets up and he rebukes the storm, he says, peace be still. Now, I released a prophetic word previously. I think you might have said it, you know, to find some other way to pray it. But right now, I feel like it's time you can pray the word of the Lord to the storm. Peace be still to that storm that's going on the earth and around you. And then joy is the doorway of the new season. We need to restore that. So there's a new sound coming. It's important right now for churches to reopen safely. The enemy wants to keep you apart, wants to keep you isolated. But the Lord's going to shift things. So here's the steps to shift the spiritual atmosphere. First of all, believe that this trouble is not here to stay. It's temporary. Try to laugh as much as possible. Step into joy. Ask God to speak to you about what's coming. Take communion every day if you can. I do. Listen to the song. I'd recommend this. Maybe it's your style of worship, but I like this one. I've been listening to it over and over every day. Good, Good Father by Chris Tomlin. Now, I'm listening to a different version. Jen Johnson of Bethel Music doing the cover on YouTube. But Good, Good Father by Chris Tomlin. Look it up. It's out there if you don't have it. You know, I've heard 1,000 stories of what they say you're like. I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. See, this is important to break through this isolation. It's all the words going on. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. I recommend the song. I recommend jumping into joy. Jump up right now and just thank God for this word. Come into agreement with me right now that the word of the Lord, the word of the prophet now is saying, not just me, but there's others who's saying this, but that there's the next 7 weeks, that gate of joy, you can get in it right now. Push that door open. 7 months, we're going to be through this and we're going to be in a different place. So Lord, open this word up now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I got something to invite you to. We have a June training coming up and it's on My Gift, which is the times and seasons. So we're going to do a special training on June 20th, 2020. Love those. 6/20/2020, 10 a.m. And it's called Getting Aligned, How to Understand Times and Seasons. I'll walk you through my Issachar anointing, how I do it, how I get the daily prophetic words, how you can actually operate and get understand the season we're in. We're in a time of trouble, but our season is preparation. I'll train you on that. Just go to DougAddison.com/align. It's $37 chance to have a Q&A with me. Also consider, you know, giving online. We have different ways you can give. Just go to DougAddison.com/give or download my app. The Doug Addison app, you get the daily prophetic delivered to you. You can turn on the notifications and get notified of any online things going on. Just go to the App Store or Google Play. All right. Hey, it's going to be an amazing time, and I think that you need to align for the new time. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.